This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. It's 4 o'clock, which means sports about to begin. Pucks dropping. Balls tipping. Balls aren't tipping.
The balls aren't tipping.
Not until 5:30.
Yeah.
We only have one game tonight.
We got one game. We got the T-Wolves. And then the NHL, I think the Hurricanes and the Capitals are the early game.
They're dropping the puck in a matter of moments, yeah. Those two.
Then we got Oilers Knights tonight.
My Jets, very disappointing.
Did you see any of it?
No. I just saw the score. I am following hockey scores now, though.
The final minute of the game was about as hectic as you could have, and Winnipeg came about as close to scoring a goal as humanly possible. Puck was just free in the crease, and there was about 9 guys stuffed in there. Damn near did it again with the pulling the goalie, but couldn't get one across.
So this begins our college football crack pipe.
See, the raccoon had a crack pipe the other day.
Took a hit. Yeah, I did see that video.
Yeah. Sounds like that raccoon needs a better home, needs someone to show him a better life. And
well, interestingly, a raccoon broke into a homeless woman's car,
yeah,
or van or something, mm-hmm. and
its hands on a little crack pipe.
They're going in there like, oh, we got to get this raccoon out of there, and they show the raccoon. There's a video of it.
Yeah, it's
and great. The raccoons, the one thing of all the crap in that car that the raccoon picks is the meth pipe.
It's amazing.
Well, now Suk has been long on Operation Best Friend for a while with the raccoons.
Yeah.
Would there be a caveat if he has a crack habit?
Nah, I'd be all right.
You'd get him into a little raccoon rehab?
Well, again, I just think that raccoon, it's lived a tough life on the streets. You know what that raccoon needs?
So your understanding of the crack habit?
It needs a little structure. It needs some love. It needs some understanding. And
it's going to disappoint you time and time again.
That's okay. I would like to provide.
Disappearing for days.
It's an abusive relationship. At least it's a relationship. The damn raccoons that live in my trees won't come anywhere near me.
I'm retracting this. Mm-hmm. My wife was watching a show called Prison Brides last night. Wow. Yes.
Oh, hey, remember when we signed Swag up for that, the inmate dating program?
I do, yes.
Yeah, that's a good time.
This is a safe space. You can say you're watching Prison Wives.
Well,
or Prison
of course
Brides.
I get roped into it. It's terrible. So these women are, they're all marrying guys in prison.
Oh, I thought
or
it was
just out of prison.
Okay, I thought it was the other way.
It's both. No, they're following the women mostly.
So women fall in love with murderers or whatever.
Yeah, guys.
By the way,
that
happens all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, the killers end up getting tail.
Anyway, what made me think of this was this woman, and she's the most normal of any. A couple of them are whack jobs, yeah. But this woman seems pretty normal. She's from Australia.
She hot?
I don't know how to answer that.
For like a killer, it's not bad.
Well, the killer, he's a, well, anyway, let me just.
I see that we're getting to our college football crack pipe.
She's fine.
Okay.
They show this thing where she calls her friend. She goes, I don't know who else to call. And she starts crying. She's like, I found something in his bag. And she's like, what did you find? I found drugs.
Oh, no.
And then she's crying. She goes, I can't believe it.
So
The murder is okay, but not.
Well, he wasn't a murderer. Oh. He was, I don't know what he was in prison for, drugs or something. But
drugs or something?
Well, yes. It's like he's a prisoner. Yeah. That's why he's in prison. Mm. You're shocked that you found drugs in his bag?
I'm going to go and say that if it was like a hardened felon, I'd be surprised if I didn't find drugs.
Exactly.
I'd be.
Why is she shocked?
I think I'd be looking through his bags to see what kind of drugs he had, and then I'd be bummed when I didn't find
any. Who are these people?
Yeah.
They're such morons.
Well,
What do you expect?
It's the kind of person that thinks he'll change for me. It's that type of person.
Is that what it is?
I think in some cases they think they're so great that
guy's going to change for her.
Well, that person maybe doesn't have a lot of options, and that you provide something that they can't otherwise have, and then they'll change because you're offering something so great. And
I watched a documentary on serial killers, and they said that the women fall in love with them because it's like people that like to own dangerous pets. There's the rush of being close to something that is so dangerous, but there's a barrier there because it can't get you.
Because they're in prison?
Because they're in prison.
Or that you're in love, they're in love with you, so they won't hurt you.
No, there's a barrier.
Because that's dumb.
There's a barrier there of prison.
Yeah. Well, a couple of these guys were out.
Yeah.
And couple of them were in.
It's the three. You ever done something bad and you kind of like,
whoa.
When you're a kid.
No, I've never done
You're doing something bad, there's a thrill to it. It gives you a little buzz. People. So
maybe that's what it is?
Yeah, people crave chaos, man.
Well, anyway, it is time for our college football crack pipe. Let's be like that little raccoon and hit the pipe. I just have a couple. We've got a lot of college football stories piling up here. Wait, break? Mm. What?
That's right.
Well, we got derailed by
the
raccoon and then, you watching women's reality TV. By the way, this is a shocking.
Prison Brides.
Yeah. You often claim that this happens to you. This is a regular thing. You just watch whatever your wife's watching and you secretly like it.
That's right.
I definitely don't like it, but I do watch what she's watching, yeah. I do it all the time.
Well, remove yourself from the situation, no. Which you could.
Oh, I definitely could, but I like to lay in bed. It only happens when I'm in bed.
Okay.
If I have something I want to watch, I'll be out on the couch. Mm. But if I go into the bedroom, I have now relinquished remote control privileges. And look, you can't just go into the bedroom and say, give me the remote.
Turn this off.
I'm going to watch sports.
No, but
you can't do that. So when I sit down, I'm like, she's whatever she's watching. Don't really care.
But you do care because you end up liking it.
Well, again, I don't like it, but sometimes I do end up watching it. And she'll watch one of three things. Well, actually, it's one of two things. Yeah. It's murder.
Sure.
Cop, murder.
True crime.
True crime, yeah. Stupid. And women, they're all the same.
Women love that.
And those are dumb.
By the way, the husband did it.
And, or Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
Or cooking show. Now, I tell you, the ones I hate are the cooking shows.
The Great British Bake Off?
She likes the little British pastry show or something.
Oh, is that the Zumba guy or whatever?
I don't know.
Or is it the one with Paul Hollywood?
Those ones are terrible, and I don't get into it. I just play on my phone. But lately, she'll flip to something different, and it's Prison Brides. And then there's another one, and this one I will admit that I liked. It's actually pretty good. It's about a girl living with Tourette's. Oh, gosh, I wish I could remember the name of it. It's pretty good.
So your wife just basically lives on TLC.
But it's this girl who, she's really funny because she's got dirty Tourette's. So she...
I think I've seen...
Have you seen that?
No, but I believe it's a TLC show, and I think I've seen the previews for it. Yeah, she curses a lot.
Well, yeah, because she has Tourette's. She can't help it.
I didn't know that Tourette's... I thought that was like more of a Hollywood version of Tourette's. But no, she like curses and is filthy. I've seen the little clips of that.
Balin is her name.
Yeah, they make their rounds around Twitter sometimes.
Yeah, it's called Balin Out Loud.
Yeah.
Her name is Balin, and it documents her and her family and her boyfriend and just life with living with someone with Tourette's. And it's pretty interesting how they deal with the person, because I don't know much about Tourette's. I know what it is, but it's like, wow, imagine living with someone who just right in the middle of a serious conversation will drop a C-bomb on you.
First off, that sounds fantastic. And I think
and it kind of is.
It would be great. All I know about Tourette's syndrome is because of What About Bob. That is my sole understanding of Tourette's, is the Bill Murray movie What About Bob. So probably not the most accurate. But I think it'd be hilarious in inappropriate situations to have your significant other dropping the "see you next Tuesday." And then you just look at me, hey, Tourette's. Sweetie.
Well, they don't, they don't really acknowledge her. You know, like she, there's just so many times where she just is dropping.
So you just shrug it off? Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, they kind of do. And it's great. Yeah. Because you can't really laugh because that embarrasses her. She has a lot of anxiety, you know, it's a whole thing. Yeah. But anyway, I wouldn't recommend watching the show. But if if you are watching that show, you're going to get sucked in. It's not bad. I kind of like, and I kind of like the boyfriend. And the dad hates the boyfriend.
Yeah.
And the dad's an ass. And I am rooting for the boyfriend over the dad.
I'm just saying, this happens all the time. You claim that you don't really watch these shows or like them, but you can describe everyone from the Kardashians to whatever. You always can.
Well, I watch.
You can, and listen, you seem invested.
The only
just
one.
Just come out of it and just say it.
I'm telling you the truth, you idiot. The only one I like is Bailin' Out Loud. The others, I watch them. And I tell you, that Prison Bride show, that is a bad show. And those women are crazy.
I think the only one I ever watched on there is, I did watch 90 Day Fiancé for a while. Because that thing, holy God, was that a train wreck. That one wrote me that one wrote me in from time to time. And it was equal parts. I felt bad for people and also just the most pathetic wretches on the planet.
So this really is college football crackpipe.
Yeah.
Because we're so cracked out, we can't focus.
No. It's a valid point.
Coming up next... Wait, is Buck in there? Oh, there he is.
Yeah, he is. He's talking with the boss.
What is he doing here?
He's bossing things now.
Interrupting our shows now. He's setting meetings.
He's got important boss things to do.
Do you know how to work the Google Docs thing that he sent? Yeah, I don't. you show me that? I have to sign up now.
Well, he's got important boss
things. I have to have Google
things.
Drive documents.
You can probably just tell him that you want to meet at a certain time and it'll be fine.
I'll just ignore it like I did with Jeff. All right.
It's off to a rousing start.
College football crackpipe is next on The Fan. Our fearless leader. I thought when they said we had an American pope, I thought it was going to be Trump. I was like, wow, he really did it. Did you see
America,
that picture they put out
with,
with him and his little Pope hat?
Yeah, one of the Cardinals didn't like it. And then he was like, Trump said, yeah, got to be able to take a joke. Which, you know.
I kind of agree with him on that.
Yeah, lighten up. Lighten up, Francis.
It's a little odd when it comes from the White House's official Twitter account.
But they do that. They did that on May 4th,
we're
too.
Not,
with
we're
his,
not,
yeah,
we're
Jedi
not used
Lord.
To the White House doing bits.
Did
but
you see the May 4th photo?
I sent it to you.
Dude, we're like 5 years into this, and we're still shocked. Just... You got to, at some point, let it go. Right.
They're eating the pets.
Let it go. Let it go. It's going to drive you crazy. So just...
Our best bet here is if the whole world just starts ignoring him. And then it's like, oh, he's harmless.
You treat him like a petulant child. Yeah. And you're the naughty British nanny. You're like I'm not going to acknowledge this. Not going to give you the attention.
By the way, text. I got some Google Doc in my email to update from work, and it said I needed to request permission for access to edit it, and I just gave up right there. Hallelujah. That's exactly what I did today.
You're just done. You're like, I'm out.
Dusty sent out this thing, and it was some Google something or other. I'm like, open it. And it's like,
Google
you need permission.
Rob doesn't ask permission for nothing.
I'm just texting him.
Nobody and nothing. Are we going to get to college football?
Yes.
Because the way this is going...
We have three minutes.
We are careening to end the news.
Yeah. Well, the beauty of it is,
how about that?
We have blown out the hot five, so we can take as much time as we need.
Maybe it's time to grab a hold of your little step ladders and go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
That one little decision has single-handedly derailed this entire week of programming,
which makes it great.
You're speaking Japanese.
One other follow-up,
of course,
on our new boss Dusty.
One other.
He hasn't even started his job yet.
No,
although he really has, because there's a lot going on.
He doesn't start till Monday.
But that's not true. He's working.
We don't have to listen to him yet.
I saw him in there. He was in Buck's booth a second ago. And I'm like, oh, wow, God, look at him. He's, you know, it's 4:30. Yeah. He hasn't gone home yet. He's really taking this new job seriously.
Doing boss stuff.
Yeah, and then I asked Buckley, what's he doing? He's printing out crap for his kids' Little League.
He couldn't figure it out, so he needed Buckley to print something out.
I mean, come on, man.
Dude, everything's going great.
True story.
Already prioritizing his kids' Little League over Odyssey. They're not going to like that. The corporate overlords.
Well, good thing you just ratted him out on air then.
they don't listen. You think they've heard us? All right, yeah, let's get to it. It's time. Ooh, we've been trained like dogs.
What?
Well, we have swinging a foul, but we also have swinging a foul. So if Buck were to just play this part,
we would instinctually.
We both did. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't do the whole thing? Oh, yeah, we just.
We did it.
I can't.
We're trained.
I can't hear the swinging a foul.
It's like Pavlov's dog.
So that part is, I'm going to be at a Mariner game, you know, or you'll be watching on TV and you're going to hear swinging a foul and
you're going to be sitting there and go,
person next to you going to be like, what the hell? And you're going to be like, I got Tourette's.
Or they hear it and they go, yep.
Yep.
Rock and soup.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for our college football crack pipe.
It's also time to break.
I needed that crack. I needed it like 20 minutes ago.
Well, I got a couple things for you. Did you know that Scott Frost is back at UCF?
I did. I just saw he signed a contract.
Yeah, just the other day.
Yeah.
So I had forgotten about Scott Frost. He kind of flamed out at Nebraska.
He didn't kind of flame out. That was like the most spectacular flame out we've seen in a while.
Well, but usually when you get fired, you go, you know, like work your way back up as a coordinator or something.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything.
No.
He was just sitting on a pile of money. And now he is going back as the head coach at Central Florida for 5 years, $22 million, which is a pretty damn good gig, all things considered.
Yeah, considering that you were a clown at Nebraska and all the rumors about you not doing anything and maybe some womanizing. I mean, it was a bad thing. And you would thought he'd have to go back to like a Florida International, but you know, he led UCF to an undefeated season, so they were probably happy to have him. I'm guessing since he left, UCF has probably been a bit of a rotating door.
Well, they had Malzahn, who I totally forgot left. Do you know where he went? Do you remember where he went?
Where did Gus go?
Because I had to look this up.
Did he go to, like, Liberty?
No, he left the head coaching job at Central Florida to go be the OC at Florida State.
Oh.
Yeah. He's working with Mike Norvell.
Huh.
He was like, I've had enough of this head coaching crap.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, so he left, but he left, like, back in December. So UCF has been without a coach this whole time. And they finally came to terms with Scott Frost.
Well, it's not a bad little consolation prize. You go back to Florida and you get $22 million and you don't have to pay state tax on it.
Was it roughly $4 million a year? That's pretty good, dude.
Absolutely. Considering, you know, your name was Mud at some point.
Clemson and Notre Dame have announced a 12-year scheduling arrangement.
Yes.
12 years?
It will.
It's the dadgum mistake.
It's not part of the ACC thing, but it counts towards your ACC record. They have that ACC scheduling alliance, which is kind of odd because this is Clemson's in the ACC. So it's part of that, but it isn't part of that.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, but they will play each other annually through 2038.
Yes.
So Notre Dame ensures a marquee matchup on its schedule as it hopes to build a playoff resume as an independent. For Clemson, an annual game against one of the biggest brands in college football figures to juice ratings for the Tigers as the ACC begins a new era in which revenue is distributed in part based on TV ratings. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah.
That's from ESPN.
Yeah, there's a... I want to pull this up because it is strange the way it works because Notre Dame has an agreement with the ACC to play.
These count towards... So for Notre Dame, these games count toward their required 5 games against ACC opponents.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But it says all games in the series will remain on the schedule regardless of Clemson's future conference affiliation. Scheduling is expected to be a significant topic at the ACC spring meetings. But it won't be an ACC
counter
game for Clemson because Notre Dame's an independent.
So it's weird in that another ACC school is going to miss out on playing Notre Dame as part of that scheduling agreement. So that's why I said it's weird, and that it's...
And that's what they want, though.
Yes.
Because Notre Dame doesn't want to play the crappy ACC schools.
Yes.
They make more money playing these types of games.
Yeah.
And they're just more significant games. They'd rather play Clemson than Cal.
Well, and this is another reason why Notre Dame will never... At least right now, there's no reason for them to join a conference. They can keep signing up for these games, making more money. They make a bunch of money as an independent. They have fairly easy access to the college football playoff system. Notre Dame's sitting pretty.
So don't you think this will eventually lead to Notre Dame playing the same five schools every year? They're going to pick the five best that they'll make the most money on.
You would, if...
Right? They're going to do this with Florida State. You know they are.
Unfortunately, though, are you setting yourself up to where you have a nightmare schedule? You know, where...
But I don't think they care about that.
Well, I do, because you do have to win. I mean, you're not going to be a three-loss Notre Dame team and be able to get in.
Yeah, but I don't think they're really scared of the ACC. I think they're looking at it like, give us the top five teams in the ACC, or the top five brands of the ACC.
Yeah. I could all day. I could see a couple of
them.
I don't know about all five, but yes. Anytime you can put more money in your pocket with these, Notre Dame will continue to stay cash, because while Notre Dame does just fine, now with revenue sharing on the horizon and NIL costs continuing to rise, you know, did you see the payouts for the Big Ten?
Yeah, I've got that in the college. Hey, it's the college football crack pipe.
Yeah.
I've got it right there in the notes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're almost out of time. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was $60+ million, and that's going to continue to go up. So while Notre Dame says they're fine with not being in a conference and you can keep making money this way, they are going to have to keep stacking bills to try to keep up with the Joneses, because the SEC and the Big Ten do make an S ton of money, and it's going to continue to get bigger.
They already play Stanford. So they,
and
that game continues.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're already like two-fifths of the way there.
Sure. And Stanford's a game for them, too, that I don't think they might play because Stanford stinks.
The Florida State AD, Michael Alford, told ESPN he would have no problem playing Notre Dame more than five games already scheduled through 2037.
Yeah.
He says, today in college football, more than ever, it's important for strong brands to play strong brands.
Yeah.
That helps our brand as well as all of us within the conference. We've been consistent in that belief for a while now, as you can see in our non-conference scheduling philosophy.
I just think if you're Notre Dame, right, you've signed up for a big hitter here. You already have USC, which you would think is a pretty tough game. Let's say you got Florida State for five more years. You extend that. I think you've got to strike a nice balance between making sure you're playing, four to five big games, but you also don't want to load your schedule every year where it's a murderer's row. You got to have some, you got some Vanderbilts in there too.
Well, as of now, they're rotating it, but the AD at Miami is quoted in the story saying the same thing. These guys are all thinking the same things right now, and it's that brands must play brands
because
they want eyeballs. And Miami said, because the Miami AD said, we're open to playing them more, but they already have seven games scheduled.
Locked, yeah.
Not every year.
Yeah, but
so right now what Notre Dame is doing is they're kind of rotating.
Yeah.
But I could see them narrowing that down for money purposes.
Notre Dame truly is a unique entity in the world of culture.
They are, but that could change next year.
Depends on how they structure
the new playoff.
Structure the new playoff and how much money. It would have to be an overwhelming amount of money for Notre Dame to join, because they've always been independent. They enjoy being independent, and there's never been a reason for them not to be.
You bet your ass we'll continue the college football crack pipe a little bit later.
But now,
let's find more sun.
Again, hurtling towards ITN.
Yeah, in the news is coming up next. One local sports team is suing Disney. Do you have any guesses as to who that is?
I already saw the story.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's not Jody Allen.
No.
That's next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, it is May 8, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted, beloved, and humble newsman. Thank you.
Beloved and humble. Self-proclaimed beloved.
Yeah, but also humble.
Yes. Concepts of being humble.
Honk your horn if you love me. Please be seated. It is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is no socks day. Are you wearing sockies?
I am wearing sockies.
On your little feetsies.
Sometimes I don't. It bothers some people in my family that I go tennis shoes, no socks on a regular basis.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I just put a little baby powder in there, and then I go bare feetsies.
I don't like that feeling.
No?
But I do like not wearing socks.
Yeah.
Like
more flip-flop. Or
sandals or sure. A flip-flop or a maybe a slider.
I'm a bit weird in that I don't like thick, cushy socks. I wear the thinnest socks humanly possible. And so sometimes if I can't find a pair or whatever, I just go with the straight baby powder and it's a great feeling.
It is also World Donkey Day.
I love a good donkey. Kind of want a mini donkey. It's part of my moving out to the country and starting my own, zoo. And definitely mini donkey would be out there.
A burrito?
Schwarzenegger has a mini donkey. If you follow him like on social media, he has a mini donkey and a mini horse that like live in his house. It's the cutest damn thing ever. They just like cruise around. Like he smokes cigars in the house and then like he's just sitting there. Next thing you know, there's like a mini donkey that's like getting up on his desk.
Why does he do that?
I don't know. Because he can. He doesn't have to clean up after it. He literally has a mini donkey and a mini horse that live in his house and just run around. And sometimes they take a dump and he's like, well, that happened. Have you ever seen a mini donkey? It's the cutest damn thing ever. Trust me, if I could get someone to sign off on it, there'd be a mini donkey at my house.
The clash between the Portland Pickles and the fictional Peaks Valley Pickles has gone from a laughing matter to a legal battle.
Are the Advocates involved in this?
Jason.
Are the Pickles getting mixed up in frivolous lawsuits?
The Pickles have sued. I'm not sure it's frivolous. Mm-hmm. The Summer League Baseball team filed a federal lawsuit against the Walt Disney Company, claiming the global entertainment company is engaged in trademark infringement for launching a team with the same name on its streaming television show, Win or Lose.
You can't do it.
Attorneys for the local team are now seeking unspecified damages and a judge's order permanently banning Disney from using their name in the show or on merch. Now, does anybody know this show, win or lose?
I don't. It's an animated show, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not a, you know, it's just a little... I was not aware of it until I saw this story, and then I had to go find out what exactly this is. And it kind of looks like the animation that's like in Up, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. And there's this little team that runs around. It's like, it's a little kid's team. And they're the Pickles.
According to the suit, that brand is now at risk of being diluted and devalued, not because of poor business decisions or market shifts, but because Disney thought the name Pickles was catchy and used it without regard for the people, the real people and real community it represents. You know, I mean, I'm guessing Disney didn't vet it, right? Like, this seems to me a slam dunk lawsuit.
I don't know how any of this works. So, like, I get that you can't launch a real team, but if I have a fictional show and I have a team called the Mets, can the New York Mets sue me?
I think they can.
I don't know.
But you wouldn't name them the Mets because you know that the Mets already exist. I think in this instance...
What about, like, the Wildcats?
It's possible that they didn't know that the Pickles... Well, the Wildcats, wouldn't you have a case that there are so many Wildcats?
It's more generic.
Yeah.
As if there's only one baseball team called the Pickles, then maybe you're copying that
team. And
there's
only one baseball team called the Mets.
Will Forte is in this. He's part of the Pickles. He's one of the voices.
He is in a new show.
I love Will Forte, by the way.
He's great. Yeah. He's in... what's that Steve Carell show that's on HBO? No, it's on Netflix.
The Four Seasons?
It's got Tina Fey in it.
I don't know.
Yeah, the four Seasons, is exactly. Have you watched that yet?
I have not. I
haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
All I know is I love the Pickles baseball. I'm not familiar with the Disney show, so go Pickles and screw you, Disney.
Well, it is a trademark, the Pickles.
Yeah.
The name and its logo trademarked in 2016.
Then don't go peeing in the
That's
Pickles
right.
pot.
That's right. Plus, Disney has a bunch of money, so I know the Pickles are sitting over there going, yes.
You think that was one of those at the moment
Hell
they saw
yeah.
that? They're like, yeah.
Perfect.
Instead of sending a cease and desist letter, they just were like, well, go ahead.
Well,
and
yeah,
sue.
They are selling t-shirts for the Peaks Valley Pickles.
Are they really?
Yeah. Oh. And their logo.
Yeah, looks, it's cursive Pickles, just
it
like.
It features a smiling green pickle.
Yeah.
And,
Do you think the best case scenario or hope is that, like, oh yeah, Disney kind of realizes they shouldn't and they just fork over
Pay
some cash
yes.
and make it go away?
Yeah. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
What's like, what's $1 million or
right.
whatever to
Suddenly
Disney.
The Pickles have new and improved facilities
exactly.
and everyone's happy?
If you got a good attorney, what's $10 million?
Exactly. Cut a check and
$20 million.
There you go.
The Pickles are about to be the richest independent league baseball team of all time.
Let's go. Love the Pickles.
Thanks, Walt.
Best value in the city.
What else do I have for you here? Well, cops are now stabbing people.
Yeah, I saw that in the Couve.
Yeah, this was up in Clark County.
I didn't know that was the thing.
Well, yeah, I'm a little confused by this. So cops carry knives?
Evidently. I can't say I knew that knives were part of the repertoire when it came to fighting criminals. Because you either go with the pew, 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 or you got the taser, right? You got the pepper spray. And then maybe like you got like the club. I didn't know that we could stab people, but evidently
in Portland they carry tridents.
Wouldn't that be something? Evidently you can. You can. Well, maybe you can't. But this guy in Vancouver,
yeah,
he
this is weird.
Him.
So a deputy stabbed and killed a suspected impaired driver involved in a crash on Wednesday night. This was around 11 o'clock. Deputies responded to a crash involving a vehicle that hit two parked cars. The man was arrested. He gets taken over to the Scale House on Interstate 5 in Ridgefield. So this is about 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
And, of course, for those of you that are familiar, as I am, you don't blow the breathalyzer doesn't yeah. come until later.
Yeah. Well,
that's way back at the station.
Yes.
So they're in that room yeah. where they're like, okay, now we got to get your breathalyzer.
Yeah.
So in that room... A deputy reported over the radio that he was actively in a physical altercation with the suspect. The deputy also reported that the man had tried to take his firearm and said he stabbed him several times.
Yeah, so the guy was trying to get his gun and he pulled out a knife and shanked him and the dude died.
The man was pronounced dead at 12:39 a.m. about an hour later.
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to guess that
yikes.
All of this will be on camera. And they said there'll be an independent investigation from a different police organization that will look into this because, you know, you can't investigate yourself, but I would assume
Why not?
That when I'd like to investigate my own taxes.
That's the new thing now.
That's the new thing.
People investigate themselves.
Yeah, but they hire, quote,
independent firms.
Rob, I would like
to. But you, they pay them.
I so. Would, yes, I would like to pay you to investigate my doings.
Oh, my firm would be glad to do that.
But yeah, I would assume that all of this in the police station is all on camera, so it should be pretty cut and dry. That if my man is going for the dude's gun, I'm assuming that a stabbing is warranted, but I just didn't know. I've never heard of a cop stabbing someone, ever.
Yeah. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Weird thing, bro. Well, on Sunday, it's Mother's Day.
Yes.
And there is one local attraction offering something free to moms.
I think a lot of places do that, don't they?
They do, but oftentimes they're not quite as, why would mom want to do that?
Yeah, it's
as this one is, you know? It'd be like a strip club offering two-for-one lap dances for mom. Like,
well, I was thinking more like a free scoop at like a Tasty Freeze or something. It's usually more along the lines.
Right.
Yeah,
like golf courses aren't discounting tea times for mom. Mom doesn't want to go golfing on Mother's Day.
Is that a good idea, though?
Actually, now that I think about it, it's not terrible. I just don't know how many moms you're going to get.
Well, how many dads are going to gift their wife with a round of golf together so that we can go spend some quality time?
You want to get guys in trouble. Start discounting golf tee times on Mother's Day for mom.
Honey, I'll be back in 2.5 hours, I promise.
But if you play with me, babe, it's 25% off. What do you say? It's my gift to you. How do you think that's going to go
over? I think I'd rather just not play golf.
On Mother's Day? No. No, you can't play golf on Mother's Day.
I'm saying, if you had the choice between playing golf on Mother's Day with your wife or just being with your wife on Mother's Day.
I'd rather just go to brunch and have some bottomless mimosas.
No offense to the BTJ, but we don't need to go out and knock out 9 holes at Eastmoreland on Mother's Day.
Have you played golf with your significant other yet?
We've gone to the driving range, and that's where that will end.
Yeah. So we played at Salishan once. Yeah. She was with me out there, and of course they have a course there.
Sure.
And we were standing there. She's like, I want to play. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That will never happen again. No. And she knows it, too. Yeah. She admits it. She's like, okay, I get it.
One and done.
We need to do something together.
One and done, sweetheart.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be golf. Okay? So we'll get to that story next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is a text message. I worked at Royal Oaks for a number of years. I'm telling you, those ladies loved playing golf on Mother's Day in flocks of ladies groups. In fact, we'd have Mother's Day tournaments followed by brunch and lots of mimosas.
Wonderful. It's marvelous.
I didn't think about that crew. But if you belong to a country club.
There are a lot of ladies out there that
play. It's kind of the only way a country club pencils is if you both play.
Yeah.
And maybe your kids play.
Sure.
Like, those are golf families.
But when you go out when you go out to Langdon Farms,
Well, I just mean out here with us poors who don't belong to country clubs. Dude, women, we're not, moms, they ain't going to the golf. Now, we are actually going to Langdon Farms on Mother's Day.
Are you really?
We're eating their brunch.
Ah.
But.
They have a Mother's Day brunch
They
out
do,
there?
Yeah. Yeah, all
That's
the olds.
That's the most you thing ever is that you're going to Langdon Farms for Mother's Day. Now, is that her choice or is that yours? Is she aware that you're going to Mother's Day brunch at Langdon Farms? All right.
Look, I got a whole day plan for her.
You getting her some Pro V1s too? wrapped in a nice
great idea.
Honey, if you don't want those,
we may or may not play nine, but you know, she doesn't have to. She can just ride along.
There you go. Let her drive the
Don't know. I'm just kidding. No, we're going to Langdon. They do have a nice Mother's Day brunch. I think there's a few seats left. But you got to, I'd book.
Yeah.
Because
everything's filling up.
The olds don't. Yeah. No. Like, especially, you know, if you want a brunch on Mother's Day around Portland.
Good luck.
Dude, get on it like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, you're not getting it now.
Carcoochie board.
And by the way, Salty's brunch.
Mm-hmm.
I looked into that because she really likes that one.
Yeah.
It's like $125 a head, or it's $150 bucks a head.
Scavenia Lodge has a good one, but it's spending.
Homeboy. Free rides for mom at Oaks Park on Sunday.
Oh, there you go. Do moms?
I thought that was really dumb.
I got to ask the question. Is mom really fired up to go to
Oaks Park? And I think what they're trying to do here is, hey, bring your kids
to families.
Oaks Park, and then we'll let you ride for free. That's the one day mom ain't bringing the kids to Oaks Park. It's about her that day, not the little S-head kids.
I can't imagine any mom wants to go to Oaks Park on Mother's
Day. Now, what you should do is offer free rides for dads on Mother's Day, because mom is out drinking mimosas with the other moms, and dad has to watch the stupid kids, and he takes them to Oaks Park and gets free rides.
There you go.
That's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do. Partner with some sort of spa, and then the mom goes there, and the dad has to haul them around.
And that, Jace, is in the news for May 8th.
We've all learned something today.
2025. Yeah, cops carry knives, I guess. Although they didn't really say what the utensil was. Maybe it was a pen. Because when you're in that room, he's filling out paperwork.
Boy, did he John Wick him? Did he kill him with a pencil?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be
kind of badass if that's how it went down?
And someone else pointed out, too, that that's probably not standard issue, but I'll bet you cops often just carry knives of their own. I'm guessing for a lot of cops, that's probably an everyday carry.
Yeah. A Leatherman-style tool that has a blade with a Swiss Army knife kind of
might
deal.
Might come in handy for him.
Well, in this case, you killed the guy with
Got to kill a perp.
Yeah. I mean, someone's going for your gun, man. It's not like, you can't call timeout on that.
You can't?
No.
They don't have three timeouts a game?
You're like, hey.
Three timeouts a shift?
Settle down here. You can grab my gun a little bit later. Which, by the way, not a good idea. Where did that guy think he was going?
You're locked in there.
I get it. You don't want to go to jail for the old DUI there, but you know what is worse than that? Dying.
Yeah, you have not thought more than one step ahead.
No.
Yeah, what if you get out of the room? okay, now
they're just
going
to let you walk out.
You're in a hallway with a bunch of other cops.
And by the way, you just shot and killed a cop. I'm guessing at that point, or at least shot the cop.
Or threatened him and held him.
Well, you're
if you got out of there.
Well, the only way you're getting out of there is by getting the guy's gun and then probably shooting him. Yeah, welcome to the hail of bullets that's coming your way. I think at that point, the other cops aren't like, well, seem to earn your freedom on that one. It's amazing how many times you take a relatively minor crime and then escalate it to this.
Some do.
Yeah.
And that is in the news, May 8, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next, the future of play calling on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.